ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम, फर्स्ट कैंटो, चैप्टर 17, पनिशमेंट एंड रिवॉर्ड ऑफ कली, टेक्स्ट 25। इदानीं धर्मा पारः ते सत्यं निवर्तयेत् यतः तं जिगृक्षति अधर्मः अयम् अनृतेन एदितः कलिः। इदानीं धर्मपादस्ते सत्यं निवर्तयेद्यतः तं जिगृक्षत्य धर्मोऽयम् अन्वितेनैदितः कलिः। इदानीं,
at the present moment,
dharma,
O personality of religion,
padaha,
leg,
te,
of you,
satyam,
truthfulness,
nivartayet,
hobbling along somehow or other,
yataha,
whereby,
tam,
that, jigrikshati, trying to destroy,
adharmaha,
personality of irreligion,
ayam,
this,
anritena,
by deceit,
editaha,
flourishing,
kalihi,
quarrel personified. Translation: you are now standing on one leg only, which is your truthfulness, and you are somehow or other hobbling along. But quarrel personified, Kali, flourishing by deceit, is also trying to destroy that leg. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The principles of religion do not stand on some dogmas or man-made formulas, but they stand on four primary regulative observances, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. The mass of people must be taught to practice these principles from childhood. Austerity means to accept voluntarily things which may not be very comfortable for the body, but are conducive for spiritual realization. For example, fasting. Fasting twice or four times a month is a sort of austerity which may be voluntarily accepted for spiritual realization only, and not for any other purposes, political or otherwise. Fastings which are meant not for self-realization but for some other purposes are condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 17:5-6. Similarly, cleanliness is necessary both for the mind and for the body. Simply bodily cleanliness may help to some extent, but cleanliness of the mind is necessary. And it is affected by glorifying the Supreme Lord. No one can cleanse the accumulated mental dust without glorifying the Supreme Lord. A godless civilization cannot cleanse the mind because it has no idea of God, and for this simple reason, people under such a civilization cannot have good qualifications, however they may be materially equipped. We have to see things by their resultant action. The resultant action of human civilization in the age of Kali is dissatisfaction, so everyone is anxious to get peace of mind. This peace of mind was complete in the Satya age because of the existence of the above-mentioned attributes of the human beings. Gradually, these attributes have diminished in the Treta Yuga to 3/4, in the Dvapara Yuga to 1/2, and in this age of Kali to 1/4, which is also gradually diminishing on account of prevailing untruthfulness. By pride, either artificial or real, the resultant action of austerity is spoiled. By too much affection for female association, cleanliness is spoiled. By too much addiction to intoxication, mercy is spoiled. And by too much lying propaganda, truthfulness is spoiled. The revival of Bhagavad Dharma can save human civilization from falling prey to evils of all description. Idanim dharma paraste satyam nivartayet yataha tang jagukshatya dharmo yam anritain aidita kulihi omagana timarandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshuran ratanjena tasmai shigarave namah. So the Krishna consciousness movement automatically reestablishes these four principles of religion: cleanliness, austerity, compassion, and truthfulness. By the nature of bhakti yoga, automatically all these principles are included. One, it's not necessary to make a separate attempt to bring about truthfulness, for example, or cleanliness, nor would it work. It has to be done through Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if people fast, they'll fast for the wrong reasons. If they want to perform some austerities, just like we see. The Vedic culture includes things like fasting or reducing the eating and celibacy. So one of the former leaders, very famous leader of India, he used both of these. He decided to declare brahmacharya, even though he was married, but he decided that he would not have any more relations with his wife. Brahmacharya. And he employed fasting. But what was his aim? What was his purpose? To get the Britishers out of India. So that was not a spiritual purpose. That was material. That's political. But it worked, of course. He used it. And it worked. But that is not the proper use of such things. Fasting and brahmacharya. Even Hiranyakashipu underwent brahmacharya for such a long time. 125 years he was practicing yoga. Yoga means brahmacharya. So he, such a wonderful quality, he fasted also, Hiranyakashipu. But what did he use his what did he use those assets for? Lord Brahma had to come down on his swan carrier because of the strength of the austerity of Hiranyakashipu. He was forced to come. And he was forced to grant the benediction that Hiranyakashipu was desiring. All right, my son, what would you like? And his desire was, again, material. He wanted to have a convenient situation for increasing his sense gratification. So simply, austerity, when misdirected, will not have the same effect. In fact, it says in the scriptures that for a person who's not gentle, such austerity becomes dangerous. Like knowledge, austerities, all these things become dangerous. Because although they're valuable, When a person's not gentle, he'll use them in the wrong way. And the example is given of the cobra snake, very, very poisonous, dangerous. But sometimes the cobra has a jewel on his hood. Well, that doesn't make it any better. You think, oh, he's a cobra, but he has a jewel. So, it's not so bad. No, it's even more dangerous because someone may think, let me see if I can get the jewel off his hood. And there's more of a chance of being bitten. In the same way, we may become attracted to these persons who are austere or clean or compassionate. It's like we have our mother, Teresa. So, she's a lady who's trying to be compassionate. But her attempt is a failure because she's lacking perfect knowledge. So when people, at the last stage of their life, they request, please give me this type of food. Doesn't matter what it is, she'll give it to them. That's compassion based on ignorance. So the result is horrible. She becomes implicated, they become implicated in sinful activities. So is it really compassion? No. It's nonsense. It's actually violence. If someone is having some stomach problems, they say, oh, I have terrible pains. So I say, don't worry, I want to help you. Just lie down here. I'll cut you open. So he decides to perform an operation, although he's not qualified. His intentions are very good. He wants to help his friend, but he's a fool. He cuts him open and finished. That's violence, and he'll be punished for that. Therefore, this cleanliness, austerity, truthfulness, compassion, it all has to be in Krishna consciousness. Under the direction of Krishna and his bona fide representative, spiritual master in disciplic succession. Then these things are very nice. Of course, some people try to get these things separately, as we pointed out, and it's very difficult. It takes a great deal of endeavor to perform austerities in this material world. But in Krishna consciousness, sarvopadiva nirmuktam tatparadvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. Devotional service makes it very easy to give up these things. We've seen people join this movement who were the day before, or even the same day, addicted to heroin, cigarettes, or whatever. They give it up like that. How is it possible? As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vishayavani vartante niraharasya dehinam rasopyasya param drishtvani vartate. By experiencing a higher taste, one can give up the lower taste. And all the good qualities will develop. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavat yakinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha. Well, this is what the world needs. And in Kali Yuga, we see deceit, flourishing by deceit, the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, so-called religious leaders. They're supposed to be trusted. But unfortunately, they themselves are also victims of Kali. Even sometimes persons dressing as Vaishnavas with mala, Kali Chela, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. But if they're still attached to sense gratification, sinful activities, even though he may be dressed in the guise of a devotee, he's Kali Chela. He's a disciple of Kali. He's a misleader. So we should not be sentimental about giving up such association. It's like our example of Ashvatthama. He was the son of a brahmana, the teacher of Arjuna. But he committed the most abominable activities. No one else, even a non-Brahmin, could never have imagined such a horrible thing. Killing sleeping children at night after the war was over. This is what he did. But still it was difficult for some to give up their natural respect for such a person because he was born in a Brahmin family. However, we should not lose our discrimination. Discrimination is the better part of valor. One's qualities are not based on his birth, but on his behavior. Respect should be given to those who are actually behaving under the directions of Sri Krishna, behaving in pure activities, not simply because of some external principle. So within Krishna consciousness, however, one has to endeavor to give up these sinful things and also to acquire the qualities. We take our bath regularly, we chant Hare Krishna, clean clothes, keep the temple clean. By serving the deity, Pancha Triki Vidhi, Shivigraha Radhananita Nana Shringara Tan Mandira Marjanadu, by cleansing the temple, polishing, shining, making the temple, not just the temple deity room or the temple room, but the whole building. Everything should be clean because it belongs to Krishna. It's all part of Krishna's temple. It's not that if we have some, our own personal room is a mess. Everything should be clean. It's like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the example, the Gundicha Marjanam. He cleansed the temple. Not only the temple, not only the deity room, the temple, the outside, the grounds, three times. To make sure that every morsel of dust was removed. And the analogy is that by cleansing the temple, we cleanse our hearts. This movement is very important. If we want to see the world go in the right direction, and there are so many organizations, is it not, that are interested in trying to help the world become a better place, humanitarian organizations, environmental organizations, the United Nations, and so many groups. They apparently really do want to see the world go in the right direction. So it is our duty to try to convince them that only this can happen by adoption of Krishna consciousness. There's no other method that will work. And by adopting Krishna consciousness, all the problems of the world will be solved. Individually, collectively, it's the perfect solution. One doesn't have to try to think up a new method to solve problems in the world. We like to go open hospitals and we like to feed poor and give charity. That's all right, but the real hospital is a Krishna conscious center. Because that's a hospital for the soul. For the body, that is simply like an auto mechanic shop. Okay, they're needed, it's all right. Nothing wrong with it. It's like we, when our automobile is not working properly, we go to an auto repair shop. That's nice. Hospitals like that. But let us not become confused thinking that repairing the body is as important as repairing the soul or curing the soul. No. If you solve the soul's problems, what are those problems? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Dukkha doshana darshanam. One who knows this. These are the real problems. And they're only solved by Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we simply make stopgap measures to try to bring about some relief. But it doesn't actually work. The disease is still there. It's like when it's rain, when there's a forest fire, you can bring the fire engine, if you like, or pour some water, but it won't do. No, the only way is the cloud, the rain cloud must come and pour torrents of rain. Then you can be relieved from the forest fire. And that is happening. Saṃsāra-dāva nalalita loka tranaya kāraṇa ganaganatyam praptasya kāraṇa gananivāsyam vandegaroshi charananavindam. Spiritual masters receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, and just as a cloud pours water over the forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances on the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. So let us continue to spread Krishna consciousness by practicing in ourselves and giving it to others. Then that will be the best welfare work we can do for everyone. Thank you very much. Any questions? Truthfulness also, yes. It's also there in the others. First, this austerity is spoiled by pride. So in Treta Yuga, the austerity is spoiled. They can't perform that same kind of yoga practice, Paramahansa Yoga. And then cleanliness is spoiled. And then intoxication, just like the last age, we see at the end. How did the Yadu dynasty become destroyed? Intoxication. So, Dwapara Yuga, even intoxication was there. In this age, of course, everyone's intoxicated, and everyone's proud. And there's no cleanliness because the male-female association is rampant, therefore cleanliness is spoiled. So the only thing left is some truthfulness, and even that's being spoiled by lying propaganda in the courts especially and other places, everywhere. The earth personified Bhumi, she says, I can bear the weight of huge mountains, and I can bear the weight of oceans with so much tons of water, but I cannot bear the weight of a liar, she says. Can't stand it. That I cannot bear. So this lying propaganda needs to be purified. People have to become simple and truthful. Especially the brahmanas. Satyam, it is their quality that a brahmana or kshatriya, these very elevated personalities in society, they're supposed to be so truthful that even if an enemy asks them for something like, where is your money or where is something, then they will tell the truth. Yes, I'm hiding my money and there you can. This is truthfulness. At least the brahmanas, especially, have to be truthful. Any other questions? What should we do? Well, spread Krishna consciousness. These things are going on all over the world. It's a horrible situation. Our function is to act as instructors. And the more pure we are and the more enthusiastic we are to preach and give out knowledge, that will be the best method for us as a movement, Prabhupada said, by chanting Hare Krishna. Once some devotees tried to blow up a slaughterhouse or something, the bomb, Prabhupada didn't appreciate. Of course, they blew up themselves too. But that is not our method, to use some bombs. But to chant, that will have the best effect. As much as possible, yes. That will purify the hearts. Any other questions? Yeah. Grantaral Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.